Spectators lined the streets on Monday morning, some arriving a few hours early to get a good spot. Sean Calvert drove up from Albuquerque at the last minute when he realized the race was starting in Durango.
I couldn't make it up last year, and so I said, okay, that's it. I'll skip a day of work and come up.
Last year's race saw a million spectators over the course of a week, and many of those folks were from out of state. Durango organizers and businesses were hoping to repeat some of those numbers and bring spectators willing to spend money on hotel rooms, food, and other items. One of the more high-profile visitors Monday turned out to be Governor John Hickenlooper, an avid cycling fan. He was scheduled to fire the starting gun, and he couldn't contain his excitement about having a front row seat during the race.
We're going to get in the pace cars and the caravan that goes ahead of the race. So we'll be looking back at the racers coming towards us all the way to Telluride. So it's going to be very exciting. I've never done that before. I can't wait.
After a summer of forest fires, a mass murder, and difficult personal matters, one has to imagine the bike race was a welcome change for the governor. For Durango locals, the race also provided something of a relief on Monday morning. From class, that is. District 9R delayed the new school year by a day to accommodate the event. Darren McInnes and his family were one of several scattered along Main Street.
It's great to come out and support the community and the community supporting the bike race. And yeah, it's a good thing.
And then came the moment everyone had been waiting for. Racers did a few laps through town before getting down to business, which mainly involved heading west and then north up to Telluride. More than halfway there, Tara Allen waited underneath a tent in the tiny town of Rico. She had a small posse of friends and family with her, all waiting to see the pros.
It's a busy day in Rico. It's kind of like a holiday, and we have our kids out here. This is my daughter, Piper, and our friend Eldora and Sophia. All these kids here are great bike riders.
And they got to see a competitive race. Early in the day, riders with the team Garmin Sharp Barracuda set a blistering pace. That included Fort Lewis College graduate and Durango favorite Tom Danielson, who led the pack over Lizard Head Pass. But other riders caught up on a steep downhill, and the race turned into a sprint into Telluride. It went right down to the wire with spectators on the finish line waiting breathlessly. In fact, commentators following the sprint could barely keep up.
All right, it is pandemonium on the way into town. That's Nathan Haas, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is Haas trying to get up the road. We're looking at the... it's Haas.
Alex Haas. Wow. Alex Haas out of Boulder, Colorado.
It doesn't help that Alex Haas and Nathan Haas have similar names, but more importantly, both ride for Garmin Sharp Barracuda and helped teammate and sprinter Tyler Farah get over the finish line first. At a press conference afterwards, Farah seemed pleasantly surprised at how the day turned out.
Our goal was to try and catch guys napping, and it was just kind of lucky that I was able to hang on and salvage it in the sprint in the end.
Farah is known more for being a sprinter in European races like the Tour de France. As for Tom Danielson, he wasn't happy about losing the stage at the last minute, but he thought getting ahead early in the day and keeping a fast pace was the right thing to do.
At least it looked awesome, so... It was a lot of fun, to be honest with you. I haven't had that much fun in a long time in a bike race.
And he did end up winning the climber's jersey. For some Telluride fans at the finish, it didn't matter who stood on the podium, because they were there to cheer on some other big names in cycling. Khaki Grinspan and her friends wore cheerleading outfits professing their love for TV announcers Phil Liggett, Paul Sherwin, and, of course, Durango resident Bob Roll.
Leave it to local Telluride girls to be excited about a bunch of old men that announce bike races.
Scars for Phil and Paul.
Whether you're watching for racers in Lycra or TV announcers, the USA Pro Challenge continues. Stage 2 goes from Montrose to Crested Butte. It's the first of a few uphill finishes expected to keep the race unpredictable. For KSUT Public Radio, I'm Elise Thatcher.